Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Danielle Beck of NCBA joining us in just a moment. Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For pennies per head per day, stocker producers with the Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. This coming spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 19th through 21st at State Fair Park, and the Tulsa Farm Show, which comes in December. For information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, you can call a show manager at 800-873-1411, 800-873-1411. Also, check out our website, oklahomafarmreport.com, for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
It looks like by Christmas, Donald Trump will be signing the tax cuts and jobs bill that's gone through the House and the Senate. The conference report being considered this week, first by the House, then likely by the Senate. Looks like the GOP has the votes. Danielle Beck is the tax specialist for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and she told a webinar of cattle producers gathered this week that overall the big win for cattle producers in the tax cuts measure is that the GOP was able to deal at least partially with what was talked about during the campaign this last year when it came to the death tax.
It expands the death tax exemption limit. So upon enactment, those limits will be doubled. It'll go from $5 million for individuals, $10 million for couples, indexed for inflation, to $10 million for an individual, $20 million for couple. But with that index, it'll be $11 million for individuals, just a little over $21 million for couples. But that's only in place for 8 years. So starting in 2026, we'll revert back to the current level.
Danielle Beck acknowledges it's a disappointment was not made permanent, that increase in the exemption. But she says a good thing that goes along with this increase in the death tax exemption increase is what happens with the stepped-up basis.
You know, we heard from producers at last year's convention, at last year's summer business meeting, that the step-up in basis is critically important. We can't do without it. It needs to be maintained in its present state. That's something that we fought hard for, equally as hard as we fought for the death tax repeal. Unfortunately, we weren't able to get there on death tax, but we did preserve the step-up in basis.
One thing seems to be certain when it comes to this tax reform measure, you will be spending a good bit of time with your tax professional sorting out the ins and outs of this soon-to-be tax law. Danielle Beck says that when you step away from this measure, she believes it's probably good, not necessarily great, for the cattle industry.
So what does this mean for agriculture? Well, the GOP is celebrating this. This effort is a huge win for the American public. For agriculture, you know, I would give it about a B. We're not in a terrible position, but we're not in the best position ever. And I hate to say that, but that's just where we are right now. It would have been great to have full permanent death tax repeal. This was a once in a generation opportunity. And it's something that even though Republicans on the campaign trail, you know, President Trump, they campaigned on death tax repeal, something that they weren't able to deliver. And that's because of the cost.
Danielle Beck of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Washington, D.C. office says down the road, the big challenge will be to turn these temporary gains into permanent gains for cattle producers and others in U.S. agriculture.
You know, at this point in time, unfortunately, the bill is cooked. Really, we don't have really any more opportunities to make changes. But the one thing that I would say that would improve this bill is making it permanent. You know, our biggest talking point is that the death tax doesn't just impact those individuals who pass away. It impacts every individual who generation producers to take over their family-owned businesses. The amount of resources that are allocated towards that, it's very significant. And so an eight-year doubling of the exemption, it fails to provide the certainty that our producers need to really make sound, smart business decisions. We needed something more long-term, more permanent, not just 8 years, not 10 years, but permanent double the exemption limits for good, even if you're not able to repeal it.
You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.